you can see the flame joining a cloud. And you should be able to recognize the flame as part of the cloud. When you fume something, when you film a dancer, as someone dancing, you record many images of that dancer. And when you project the film, you have the impression that it's one person dancing. But you know very well that in the film there is a series of pictures succeeding each other. It's the same with the flame. You can say that the life of a flame only lasts for 1 second or less. Nothing can remain the same in two consecutive moments. And you can see the nature of impermanence in the flame, and you can see that the flame, although she continues, she is not always the same flame, but she is not totally another flame either. So that nature of neither the same nor two different entities is very important. Suppose someone standing in the dark, holding a torch, and draw a circle of fire with the torch. And very quickly, suppose you are standing far away. You don't see the person. You don't see the flame of the torch. You see a circle of fire. And you say that there is a circle of fire there. But there is no circle of fire at all. There is only a torch that moves very quickly, that gives the impression that there is a fire circle. The same thing is true with the flame. The same thing is true with the candle. The same thing is true with the cloud. The same thing is true with me and with you. There are five rivers in us. The rivers of form, the river of feelings, the river of perceptions, the river of mental formations, and the river of consciousness. The five rivers always flowing day and night. And when you wake up in the morning, you are not exactly the same person with you who had gone to sleep about 8 hours ago. It's very important to practice looking deeply and to touch our true nature, the nature of no birth, no death, no coming, no going, neither the same nor two different entities. When you look into your son and or your daughter, look in such a way that you can touch his or her true nature. Is your son an entirely different person than you? Or he is the same person with you? And these two answers are wrong. You are not the same person with your son, but you are not a different person, totally different from your son. Your son is your continuation. Your son is you. Before the birth, the so-called birth of your son had been in you somehow. He had waited in order to manifest. And you, your true nature is also the nature of neither the same nor different, because you are not the same with the five-year-old boy that you had been, but you are not a totally different person with the five-year-old boy. And that is why before the manifestation of your son, your nature had already been the nature of neither the same nor two different entities. And if you get that kind of wisdom, you see that your son is a continuation, your continuation, and your son carrying you within him. your daughter carries you within her. And your thinking, your speech, and your action will be closer to reality, and you will not make mistakes that give rise to separation, discrimination, anger, and despair. Great understanding liberates us from despair, from anger, from frustration,